Hello and welcome back to Strategic Investor Radio. I'm Charlie Wright. And again, we're sitting here at the Alts LA Conference, and I'm with Bill Kelly, who is the CEO of the CAIA Association, which stands for the Chartered Alternative Investment Analyst Association out of Amherst, Massachusetts. Bill, welcome. I think we've interviewed you each time we've come each of the last 4 years. So appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Charlie. Always a pleasure, and great to see you back here today.
So CAIA is one of the sponsors, not only of Alts LA, but other sponsor of other conferences, just like this one, throughout actually the world. Tell us about that.
So this series was born 5 years ago in L.A. Tom Mahoney, who's a CAIA member on the CFA Society now, this idea was his. We got the markets group involved about 3 years ago, and now we've added Silicon Valley, Seattle, Chicago, Miami, Texas, and we've got one coming up in Hong Kong, of all places, 2 weeks from now. So it's really gone global. Tremendous way to get our message out.
Hey, that is great. And, of course, everybody here is excited about alternatives, and a great way for us to gather and talk about that. So tell us, for those who don't know, briefly, what is CAIA about?
So we're really in the education and literacy business. So you mentioned, Charlie, alternatives. I think most investors come from a 60-40 world, 60% equities, 40% bonds. And if you look at most experts out there and expectations around the return premium in that space, about 5% before inflation. So 2 to 3% after inflation, very, very hard to build wealth. So the thought is, are there other risk premiums out there to access, like real estate, like private equity, like private debt, that can maybe enhance your returns? The short answer is probably yes, but it's got to be accessed through due diligence, and that's what we do.
Okay, and so you guys, I presume the members of CAIA are investment advisors.
It's a combination of the most sophisticated allocators around the world, so CIOs, it's sovereign wealth funds, endowments and foundations, public pension plans. But if you look at this conference today, there are 1,000 delegates there. So you've got people in sales roles, from family offices, from asset managers, and it's so refreshing to see so many CAIAs in the audience and people that believe in education and really trying to make our industry into a profession, and that is so very important.
And how do you get the word out about the importance of alternative investments and education and due diligence and the like?
So we're a very small shop, 40 employees, maybe 5 to 7 that are outward facing. So we've got to go where the money is, like Jesse James, why do you rob banks? So when I go around the world, I talk to our members, but also talk to the big regulators, the big allocators, the big asset managers, talk to the media, talk to the wizards in the podcast space. Everybody wants to be in the podcast business, Charlie. You were there decades before people thought that this is a great outlet. So we're just trying to shout our mission from the rooftops, and that's where I spend the vast majority of my time.
Well, that's great. I know you're often on the road. Whenever I try to contact you, they tell me you're in Asia or somewhere here. And so what do you see as the future for alternative investments? Do you see it growing and being accepted by more advisors and investors? What do you see?
So maybe a two-part answer. So Preqin, which does a lot of research in this space, a lot of respect for them, they put a report out just about a month or so ago, and they're estimating a 60% increase in assets under management in the alt space in just the next 5 years. So a tremendous amount of money coming into this space. And if you're in the education business, that's extraordinary. But then also, the panel I moderated today was talking about the invasion of fintech and everything digital in this space around the generation of alpha, the investment process, the distribution of product. And that is something we're paying a lot of attention to. And in fact, sometime later this year, we're going to come out with a credential called the Financial Data Professional, FDP, which is meant to really upskill the analyst that now has to work with a data scientist to come up with the best investment solutions for the end client. So we're very excited about this next development. It's not going to replace CAIA. It would be very complimentary to CAIA, complimentary to CFA, and make for better investment professionals.
Great. So, Bill, you do a blog, come out with once a month. For those who are not on the receiving end, what can they do?
So it's not behind a paywall. I wish people thought that much of me that they're willing to pay for it. But there's a website called allaboutalpha.com, one string. And inside of that, you'll find a column called What About Beta? I write it almost every week. I try to be thoughtful and provocative and get conversations going around the retirement crisis, around what's going on in the crypto space, these qualified opportunity zones that are just coming out. A lot of discussion and enlightenment there, too. So it's been a great venue to continue to get this discussion going. And I would encourage all you listeners to take a look and join the conversation.
Hey, well, great. Well, Bill, thank you very much for joining us for a few minutes today, and our best wishes for you and Kaya and continued growth and for the whole alternative industry. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie. Always a pleasure.